Hello, I'm Brian Gorman, and I'm so excited to be able to share my 10 lessons from 50 years of change. Actually, I've got hundreds, if not thousands, of lessons, but I've selected 10 that I think are of particular importance to everyone involved in change, whether you're a coach or a therapist or a business leader or a change practitioner or an HR professional or someone who is facing or going through change. So these 10 lessons are going to have broad applicability. I thought it might be helpful to provide just a brief background of how I happened to get into this whole arena of understanding change and why I am sharing these lessons with you now. I was actually born on Christmas Eve of 1949, which means that I'm a child of the 50s and the 60s. For those of you who weren't around then, that was a period of increasing civil rights turmoil, if you will, as the whole civil rights movement took root. It was a time of a lot of social change. I remember as a kid the controversy over whether a nation might elect a Catholic president in John F. Kennedy. Moving into the late part of the 60s, the Vietnam War became a major cause of more social upheaval. My freshman year in college, 1967-68, I volunteered to help form a Boy Scout troop on the Onondaga Indian Reservation, just outside of Syracuse, New York. I quickly learned that the Syracuse University mascot at the time, the Saltine Warrior, was a very, very xenophobic representation of the local Native American cultures. And naively, I tried to get the university to change its mascot. That effort took another 10 years on the part of the Onondaga Nation before the change was made, but it was my first venture into intentionally engaging with significant change. In early May of 1970, the National Guard opened fire on a group of students protesting the Vietnam War at Kent State University in Ohio. And there were deaths. And there were riots on campuses around the country. We went in 1967-68 wearing ties to lunch on Sundays in skirts and blouses and dresses for women, to rioting and shutting down universities in 1970. 2 years later, the fall of 1971, a year and a half later, I was in grad school and I was drafted. I ended up spending 4 years as a drill sergeant in the Air Force. And that was when I began to realize that there was a whole psychology behind this thing called change. And I began to realize that, as I will be talking about in one of my lessons or more, all change is personal. We formed functioning organizations of airmen through a whole series of personal change journeys of 48 different individuals coming together. Fast forward, I actually, over my career, have worked in 7 different industries and at least 17 different jobs. In 1988, I was a management consultant with KPMG, and I had the opportunity to train with Daryl Connor. Daryl is one of the founders of the whole profession of change management. And I learned now that there was a science behind this work that I was constantly doing with clients. I learned that change is in my DNA. It's my passion. Over the years, I have done many things. I've been a line manager. I've been an internal consultant. I've been an external consultant. I worked with KPMG in the merger and acquisition of colleges and universities, in the reorganization of colleges and universities. I created a living learning center at Syracuse University. I turned around the annual giving program at the University of Minnesota, introducing new technology back in those days, word processing, to significantly increase the contributions made by their alumni. I have consulted on global transformation of major pharmaceutical company, and managing the human aspects of that change. I have worked with insurance companies as they have moved to adapt to the Affordable Care Act and all the implications that that had for their industry. And I have coached individuals. I've coached individual business owners as they have gone from a plateau to new levels of their business. I've coached a real estate agent who went from a real estate team to an individual practitioner, if you will, and within months moved first to 10th in an organization of a few thousand to 5th in that organization in real estate sales. And I've coached people on personal changes. How do you, in your mid-50s, having been laid off, move you and your husband from urban America to Costa Rica? How do you, in your 70s, leave your wife of almost 50 years and come out as a gay man? All of these changes and many, many more that I've been involved in over the years, including my own personal coming out change in my early 30s, have served to inform the lessons that I'm sharing here. I feel like an elder in this world of change. And I have for a few years now. And so I am continuing to look for ways to share the lessons I have learned with others so that they can benefit from my experience and perhaps find their own change journeys a little less disruptive, a little more easy to navigate. About 4 years ago, I began blogging. And for over 2 years, I posted on a weekly basis so that on my website now, there are 120 or more blog posts around different aspects of traveling through the change journey. In 2017, I was sort of tired of writing at that point, and so I decided to do Facebook Live videos. Now, on my Facebook TransformingLives.coach page, there are 120 videos about different aspects of the change journey, each one running from 1 or 2 minutes up to no more than 8 minutes. In the fall of 2018, Springer Publishing is including a chapter of mine in the Handbook of Personal and Organizational Transformation. This chapter called The Hero and the Sherpa will be addressed in one of these lessons. So I continue to find ways, as with these lessons, to share my lessons for you and for those who are traveling the change path with you. I hope you find these of value.